Chapter 1 of A Little Bush Maid by Mary Grant Bruce. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Reading by Bellona Times. Chapter 1. Billabong. Nora's home was on a big station in the north of Victoria, so large that you could almost, in her own phrase, ride all day and never see anyone you didn't want to see, which was a great advantage in Nora's eyes. Not that Billabong Station ever seemed to the little girl a place that you needed to praise in any way. It occupied so very modest a position as the loveliest part of the world. The homestead was built on a gentle rise that sloped gradually away on every side, in front to the wide plain, dotted with huge gum trees and great gray box groves, and at the back, after you had passed through the well-kept vegetable garden and orchard, to a long lagoon, bordered with trees and fringed with tall bulrushes and waving reeds. The house itself was old and quaint and rambling, part of the old wattle and dab walls yet remaining in some of the outhouses, as well as the gray shingle roof. There was a more modern part, for the house had been added to from time to time by different owners, though no additions had been made since Nora's father brought home his young wife, 15 years before this story opens. Then he had built a large new wing with wide and lofty rooms, and round all had put a very broad, tiled veranda. The creepers had had time to twine round the massive posts in those 15 years, and some even lay in great masses on the veranda roof. Tacoma, pink and salmon-colored, purple bougainvillea, and the snowy mandevilla clusters. Hard-headed people said this was not good for the building, but Nora's mother had planted them, and because she had loved them, they were never touched. There was a huge front garden, not at all a proper kind of garden, but a great stretch of smooth buffalo grass, dotted with all kinds of trees, amongst which flower beds cropped up in most unexpected and unlikely places, just as if some giant had flung them out on the grass like a handful of pebbles that scattered as they flew. They were always trim and tidy, and the gardener, Hogg, was terribly strict, and woe betide the author of any small footmarks that he found on one of the freshly raked surfaces. Nothing annoyed him more than the odd bulbs that used to come in the midst of his precious buffalo grass, impertinent crocuses and daffodils and hyacinths.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?